Foundations of Amateur Radio. When you joined the global community of radio amateurs, you did so with a perspective that represented, at the time, what you thought the hobby was and how it operated. Since then, years, months, even days ago, that perspective has shifted in both subtle and obvious ways. One of my local amateur radio clubs, Ham College, was specifically formed to provide amateur radio education and license exams. It's where I went to get my foundation license in 2010, and it's where many of the local amateurs have been taught over the years. For years I've been semi-regularly visiting Ham College during their foundation course sessions. The purpose of my visit is to share what it's like to be an amateur, what things you don't really know about before you get licensed, and what things to look out for when you are. In general, I talk about how to find the rest of the community, what you can expect, and what to do with your license once you pass the exam. I try to cover the highlights without overwhelming the audience, who technically are not yet amateurs at the time I'm sharing my thoughts. I talk about the endless variety of amateur radio activities. From activating anything that's not moving, or anything that is, depending on the level of adrenaline required, through contesting, camping, and bushwalking. Antennas, endless antennas, and electronics. I talk about low power versus high power, and about community expectations in relation to upgrading to a real license. In case you're wondering, a real amateur license is any amateur license, including the foundation license I hold, the introductory license. In my view, ultimately, this is your hobby, where you decide when and how much you want more responsibility, and decide to pursue what this means for you. I discuss that the amateur radio community is global, attracting people from all walks of life, from submariners to scientists, from tow truck drivers to teachers, aged from 9 to 90, across all languages. I also touch on some of the less fun aspects of our hobby, specifically bullies. Over the years, you've heard me discuss diversity, equity, and inclusion in our community, and also how there is a vocal minority who make it their mission to present obstacles to anyone who is different in any way. As I've said previously, the only antidote against this intimidation is to call it out and make your views heard. This is not in the spirit of amateur radio, rather than change the dial and move on. In case you're wondering, changing the dial does nothing to address the issue and has a lasting effect on anyone else on frequency who might feel, or worse, has been threatened by the bully. I also point out that this obnoxious behaviour is an exception, even if you feel personally attacked, and what you might do and whom you might talk to. For the record, my door is always open. Another example of what I discuss is the local amateur news, and the weekly net for new and returning amateurs. F-Troop, midnight UTC on Saturday, for an hour. A place where you can ask questions and discuss your issues with a supportive international community of amateurs. As you can tell, I'm not shy in voicing my opinion, although I set myself a limit of 15 minutes. Of late, I've been wondering what other things might be of interest to someone who is just taking their first steps on their amateur radio adventure, hours away from taking their exam. What kinds of things would you have liked to know when you started your amateur journey? Get in touch. My address is cq@vk6flab.com. Don't be shy, express your opinion. It's the only thing that changes the world. What do you want the amateurs of tomorrow to know today? How would you equip yourself if you had the chance to start again? I'm Ono, Victor Kilo 6, Foxtrot Lima Alpha Bravo.